The two main Palestinian factions, Fatah and Hamas, plan to meet again Monday in Cairo. Just over a week ago in that city, they ended a four-year feud and agreed to set up a government of national unity. Their next meeting is meant to work out just how to push on with that reconciliation. NPR's Philip Reeves reports from the Gaza Strip that this new effort has some Palestinians feeling the first stirrings of hope in a very long time.
Haider Abu Auda is one of the lucky ones. Unlike many in Gaza, he actually has a paid job. The problem is he's not allowed to do it. He's a young man, living like an old man, and he hates it.
Almost every day I sleep half of the day because I have nothing to do. I keep awake most of the night till early morning, watching TV or doing anything else. My life is running useless.
Abu Auda belongs to the Palestinian Authority's security forces. He spends every afternoon in this Gaza cafe. He hasn't put on his uniform since 2007. That was the year a bloody feud broke out between Fatah, the party that runs the Palestinian Authority, and Hamas. Street battles between the two left many dead before Hamas emerged as the rulers of Gaza. Abu Auda and his fellow soldiers were ordered to go home and not to take any other job. Abu Auda's 30. He believes that ban on work is costing him his best years and his health.
I have problems even with sleeping because I'm always thinking about my situation. And when I wake up, I have a terrible headache. I have a terrible pain because of this restless sleep.
Years of conflict here have destroyed many dreams and opportunities. Abu Auda has no options. He can't leave. Israel is blockading Gaza. He says he really hopes the Palestinian Unity Agreement will survive and that he'll finally be allowed to don his uniform again. Yet he's not at all sure. Some young Gazans are more optimistic. Laila Daour is an accountant, though today she's in the thick of a demonstration. The crowds come to express support for the unity agreement between Hamas and Fatah. Daour thinks that agreement is one of the fruits of the Arab Spring.
About the whole changes in Arab world. It's a whole region of changes. The whole region, from the north to the south, from the ocean to the sea, it's not the same as it was.
Daour was with a colleague, Hanan Rashad. Some believe the unity agreement means the Palestinians have concluded there's no hope of ever negotiating peace with Israel. These two women disagree.
I don't think that it is finished. I don't think that they will stop talking with Israel.
This only can only be done by a united government. Not a government from Fatah, which is separate from Gaza, or a government from Hamas, which is separate from West Bank.
Israel's government is not in the mood for talking. Its Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, has described the Palestinian reconciliation as a death blow to peacemaking. He won't negotiate with any Palestinian government that includes Hamas, as it refuses to recognize Israel, and Israel regards it as a terrorist organization. Yet Palestinian political activist Ayman Shaheen sees signs Hamas is becoming more moderate.
Actually, they changed it. They recognized very clearly that we are looking for Palestinian independent state over West Bank, Gaza Strip, including East Jerusalem as a capital. I do believe this is a big progress.
Others say there's a new factor in play.
There is a change. There is a big shift in the stance of the Egyptian.
Walid El-Modalal, professor of political science, believes the emergence of a new government in Egypt is highly significant.
Right from the beginning, they declared that the fate of Palestinians in Gaza and everywhere is our matter. It's a part of our security.
Egypt controls the Gaza Strip's southern border at Rafah. It's talking about opening this to all Palestinians. Back in his cafe, Abu Auda, the weary and bored soldier, is looking forward to that day.
I hope I would have the freedom of traveling everywhere because this is would reduce really the pressure that we are facing, not only for me, for everyone here suffering like me.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Gaza.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Learn more about the music and artists you hear on NPR and discover new music by visiting npr.org/music. There you can also hear a Tiny Desk concert or get an exclusive first listen of new music. This is NPR.